Hey guys, it's Real Slim Katie here from Geek Gourmet, and I'm coming at you with another one-shot, and today we're talking about X-Men 97. And if you haven't seen it yet, don't fret, because I'm about to give you 5 reasons why I really want you to watch it. And also, number one secret reason is really I just want to talk to somebody other than Louis about it. I love Louis, but I honestly think he's holding me hostage to make this podcast. Please save me, rescue me, okay? Anyways, so we're going to go back to the days of future past for reason number one. But before we jump into that, I want to let you know that we're not really going to be discussing any plot spoilers, if that's like a concern for you, like it always is for me. We're just going to be talking about the style and what's going on and why I like it. So we pick off with X-Men 97. We pick up after the original series ends in 1997. Coincidence? Fully intentional. It was fully intentional. And Charles Xavier is no longer with us. And we're trying to figure out what's up next for the X-Men. What are we doing personally, professionally, like what's happening right now? So they do a great job of like holding your hand and jumping into it with us. But before we get into that, I want to talk about what came before this. Okay, so in 2000, we have the first X-Men live action trilogy. And I want to say it's 2009 that we start the Wolverine trilogy. You can fact check me on that. I'm not 1,000% sure, but around that time, and then we get the prequels just a few years later, also with Dark Phoenix, one of the greatest superhero movies of all time. That's a lie, by the way. That is not how I feel. It was horrific. And equally horrific, I want to say, The New Mutants, which I enjoyed scenes of. There were parts of that that were watchable. But the parts that were watchable are, like, highly outweighed by the parts that were unwatchable. So if you haven't watched it, please don't. This is my official Geek Gourmet recommendation to not watch those movies. Save your time. So we have all this stuff. If you are into comic books, superheroes, the like, you know who the X-Men are. You do not need to watch any of these movies to be informed and to be ready to jump into the series, okay? Honestly, I think the quality, like what you make up for in the first episode of the show could tell you more and in a more exciting way than like all of the prequels combined. I'm not trying to hate. I like some of the things in the live action movies. James McAvoy, cool. Jennifer Lawrence, cool. Also, Stuart McKellen, I'm not trying to discount any of that. I am not. But all I'm saying is I never go back to rewatch these movies. Never. And I'm rewatching Dark Knight. I'm rewatching Joker like once a month, honestly. We're rewatching Star Wars weekly. So as much as I enjoyed this franchise for the characters, I'm not thrilled with the amount of products, right? Now, if I should feel like I need to preface this. I have not rewatched these in preparation for this one shot. So feel free to tell me which ones I should go back and rewatch. I have seen all of them. Like, they're in my brain somewhere, but they're not memorable, which is honestly the most important thing for me to remember, right? Like, as far as I couldn't tell you which specific, like, things happen in each of the movies. And that just tells me that it's not in my heart to go back and rewatch those. So let's keep moving forward onto reason number two. There's a certain nostalgia factor that comes with this show. If you were a 90s or early 2000s kid, you probably have some love for these Saturday morning cartoons, these serial shows, Spider-Man, Superman, things that are non-superhero, like Powder Puff Girls, whatever, whatever. Did I say Powder Puff? Yeah, I did. I said Powder Puff. Somebody should take my geek card away. But anyways, there's a certain sense of nostalgia for these shows. The animation style is chef's kiss similar. It feels like it's a product of the 90s. The same way I just watched this like this neon trailer for a new movie, a new horror movie with Hunter Schafer. And the color grading literally made me feel like I was watching The Shining. And I literally watched like 4 seconds of the trailer. That's how I feel about this in relation to old TV shows. And even if you weren't, you know, a fan of those at the time, or if you weren't alive at the time, I feel like there's certain things I watch, like Wes Anderson movies or older films that like create a nostalgia for times that I didn't even live in, you know, places and times that don't even exist. I feel like a sense of loss that I never got to experience them. So this is like a really fun way to tap into that. I highly recommend getting you some, you know, Rice Krispie treats, or the cereal is not called treats, is it? I think it's just called Rice Krispies in the cereal. So I guess just Rice Krispies, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, my favorite, Lucky Charms. If you're willing to take the risk of green afterwards, take a bowl of those and go pop this on. It'll make you feel great. Reason number three? I can count. So anyways, the actors in this show, we have a lot of the original voice actors of these characters from the original series. So most notably Rogue, Wolverine, Beast, they're all back, which is honestly super cool. And it makes me so happy. I hope they reached out to every one of the original actors that is still with us to be a part of this show, because like how fun and exciting and wonderful is that? I know they probably don't record at the same time, but like, that's adorable. You know what I mean? Also, the actor playing Morph, J.P. Karliak, voices Boss Baby in the new Boss Baby series. And don't ask me how I know that. I didn't watch it. What are you talking about? So there's a great cast of actors. And in fact, while doing my research for this video, I was like clicking through IMDb of all the actors. My gosh, if you've never like heard the names of voice actors, and I'll admit, I'm bad at knowing voice actors' names. And that makes me feel awful, like ashamedly. That's like something I don't like to say about myself, but it's true. I'm going to be honest with you. So looking through though, I'm like, I know all of these projects you've been a part of. If you're watching any of these animated series, if you're watching adult animation, if you're watching anime, if you're playing video games, you have heard these guys before. And you might not even recognize because they morph their voices so well. That was also an X-Men joke. You're welcome. We do comedy here. I lost track of the numbers. I'm just going to tell you the rest of the things. So the introduction to this show is so, it's so fucking cool. Okay. If you can watch, this is a great test. Okay. To see if you want to actually dedicate your time to the series, go log into Disney Plus, watch the 30, 50 seconds or whatever this intro is. And if you are not excited, blood pumping, heart racing, mind tingling, then you might be dead. But also, the series might just not be for you. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will. It's so freaking cool. The way they introduce all the characters and the like font and logo design of each of these characters, the animation going into their thing, like, you know who they are, you know who their powers are, you know who their like their vibes are just based off of this intro. And it's super, super awesome. That's just another way that the show helps you, like, figure it out. Also, in the outro of the show, they, like, go through, like, you're in, a video game, like, loading screen, choose your character kind of thing. And it, like, recaps the powers of all the characters so that by the time you get to combat, you already are reminded of what everybody is capable of, which is so fun. It's so cool. Anyways, lastly, I want to talk about the future of Marvel. I see us moving towards the next phase of Marvel. Obviously, a lot of this is speculation. We do know that there is going to be an X-Men live action movie produced by Marvel. But I will say this show, to my understanding, is not a part of the Marvel, like the current MCU timelines canon. So this is great. Like, if this is a wonderful show, but also if you're only going to watch it so you can be like caught up for live action projects, that's not a good reason to watch this show. You're going to be disappointed. But we're kind of moving towards the next steps of integration, right? Secret Wars, I'm going to put down $400. If they are not in Secret Wars, if there's not a single X-Man or woman, or just person in Secret Wars, I will give every one of our subscribers $400. That's how strongly I feel about this. Also, the only way we're going to get to another end game is to spend time with characters. The only reason Endgame worked is because we literally spent 10 years with these characters. If some, like, random schmuck said, I love you 3,000, like, nobody's going to give a shit. And I'm not going to be, like, sobbing like a small child the fourth time I'm seeing Endgame by myself in Regal Westgate. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to spend some time. And I think the best way to do that, in my mind, the most logical way to do that is to start with characters that we're already familiar with, right? Like, I feel like if you haven't seen any X-Men products at all, like you know who Wolverine is. He's got Freddy Krueger hands. He's a shouty. He goes, he's a meanie. So, like, you have, like, the idea of who these characters are. So jumping in, like, we don't need to see another 3 introduction movies to Wolverine. We have them. We've seen them. We know them. Let's just jump into the next phase. So I'm really hoping we're doing that. I'm just going to say for posterity, semi-related to this video, Young Avengers is coming. I've been saying this for years. It's coming. It's not announced by Marvel. This is just my personal, like, I know it's happening. And if so, again, more potential for mutant crossover. That was, like, such an unrelated, but it's very important to me that you know that and that I have it recorded on the internet for posterity. I've been saying this for years, okay? Anyways, that concludes it. X-Men 97 is amazing. Streaming on Disney Plus, not sponsored. Definitely. And I'm wearing a freaking DC comic shirt today. Just realized it. I just recorded in my pajama shirt. So, anyways, there we go. Please watch this show. I'd love to talk about it with you guys. Drop in the comments what your, let's leave it spoiler free if we can. What your thoughts, what your feelings are, the future of X-Men, and what you guys want to see next for Marvel. Go ahead and drop that down below. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Bye, guys.